Welcome to BetterScope, sponsored by Remo Staff, Growth and Freedom with Remote Experts. And this episode special sponsor, Smurfy Creative Video. My special guest today is Kevin Dunlap. Kevin, the visionary behind Optimal Performance Academy, has spent over two decades immersed in the entrepreneurial landscape. His journey began with a bold move across the country to launch a real estate consultation venture in the unique city of Las Vegas. Over 16 years in the real estate domain, Kevin honed his skills as a self-employed professional, diving into the intricacies of business operations. The turning point came when Kevin, driven by a passion for learning, started attending seminars and weekend events, immersing himself in expensive and extensive research on successful business strategies. Having relocated once again, Kevin harnessed his wealth of knowledge to establish a thriving business coaching and consultation enterprise. At the heart of the Optimal Performance Academy, he empowers small business owners through online courses, impactful self-authored books, coaching program, and his engaging podcast, Business Amplified. Today, Kevin will be sharing invaluable insights and strategies honed through years of real-world entrepreneurial experience. Welcome, Kevin, to BetterScope.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries, Kevin. I always love to find where our guests are based. From where have you joined us today?
I'm actually in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina, in the United States.
Oh, it could be, what is like, it's spring. Just started there, so I hope you're not freezing and you're going to have like a more sunny day soon.
Yes, well, it's still technically winter at the time of this recording, but yes, spring is just right around the corner.
Yes,
it is warming
good.
up.
So, yes, it's good. So, Kevin, you know, we had a few chats before, and I know a bit about yourself, but tell to our audience about your journey, how you came to where are you today.
Well, my journey began quite a few years ago when I was a computer programmer working a normal 9-to-5 job. We here in the United States, we call it a corporate American job. Obviously, other parts of the country, you're not going to say that. But I had the typical job. You know, I went through the whole process of going to school, getting good grades, finding a good job, and then you'll be fine. And I was a computer programmer at that time, working on a project called Y2K. So that should date me a little bit about how long ago that was. And essentially, I finished a gig and I was waiting to go for my next gig. And after a few weeks, my boss couldn't say, "We can't find you a gig. So now we're just going to have to let you go." So I was downsized. That was the word they used at that time. And I got really, really angry at the way they let me go. And that actually began my entrepreneurial journey. I ended up finding a network marketing company, not knowing that I could afford to start my own business, found a network marketing company and realized I loved the product. And that was my first taste of entrepreneurialism. Now, that network marketing company didn't last as long as I wanted it to, but that actually got I dipped my toe in the water and I actually enjoyed it. That, as you said in the intro, that's when I actually moved to Las Vegas. And I started a real estate consultation business, which led to becoming a realtor. So for 16 years, I was working in real estate, shooting videos, going to courses, you know, doing all of these different things and learning so much. Eventually, in 2021, after COVID, I wrote my fourth book about how to start and run a business. And that caused me to say, you know what, I'm going to go to Raleigh, North Carolina, because that's halfway between my two brothers, which also live on the East Coast of the United States. And that's when I moved to Raleigh in March of 2022. And then May of 22, I thought about my book and said, you know what, I teach so much stuff about this book about entrepreneurialism. Why don't I actually turn that book into an academy? And that's where's the birthplace of Optimal Performance Academy. And that's when I started doing online courses. I started to realize that if you're going to grow your business, And this is one of the things I talk about on the Business Amplified podcast is if you want to grow your business, you have to get more exposure. And that means that you're going to have to do things differently, which means that you're going to have to start doing a podcast, start speaking on stage, writing books and things like that. And that's what the Academy is all about, is what is the area that you want to do to grow your business? And then how can we help you achieve that goal?
Well, this is quite a journey, Kevin. And to be honest, like it's, I'm still even thinking. So you had like a great own business in real estate in Las Vegas, assuming it was like a quite successful. And then you had like a decision to move into the coaching. So this is like, it's, I think it was like quite a change, you know, like you're having like some kind of like a permanent income into doing like a starting something from the scratch. Is this like a common practice that is happening in the United States at that time, or is this a common practice that is happening nowadays?
I think the stuff that I teach, I could, it's not only the United States, but it's elsewhere. And what I realized, especially when I started doing those seminars in 2010 or somewhere around those lines, is that there's so many people that get stuck and they don't know how to go to that next step, not realizing that other people, it doesn't matter if you're a real estate agent, if you're a yoga instructor or whatever it is that you do, a lot of people have the exact same questions and they're going through the exact same process. Now, what you're selling or if it's a product or a service may be different, but the processes are very, very similar. And that's when I realized after running a real estate business for nearly 18 years, that I run across realtors, I run across other people that have no clue about some of this stuff. I think it's common sense. And that's when I realized like there's so many people that are doing that, that I should start a business around that arena. And I use my 18 years of experience. There's all the stuff that I've been through, like joining the Navy, living overseas in Japan. One of the things, a fun fact about me is that right before moving to Vegas for 3 years, I lived in a town called Wilmington, North Carolina, which is a coastal, actual on the ocean coastal town. And I was doing stunt work for film and stage at that time. So, I mean, I used my very varied background of all the skills of being a math teacher, being a bartender, being a real estate agent, being network marketing, being a world traveler, being a stuntman, all of that stuff. I rolled together into basically what I do today.
Look, thank you. And a lot of examples and quite a journey. And again, even when you started to explain your beginning, when it was like a stressful situation, so like it was like some kind of crisis that have actually moved you from the corporate work, from the day-to-day job from 9 to 5 to start your own business. So this is like it's probably, it was like a catalyzing your probably some kind of internal ideas that you want to do probably something for yourself. And this is what is happening with many of entrepreneurs. But with your coaching and with your academy, so do you have some kind of like a profile of the clients, customers, or people or business owners that are coming to you and asking for some kind of help or support?
Well, usually they're going to be a solopreneur or what I call a bipreneur, which is two people working together, and they hit some kind of a roadblock. You know, they don't know how to do something and they're stuck. And usually they're going to be in the pre-startup or the first 2 to 5 years in business, and they're still in that growth stage, that initial growth stage. And my whole thing is, hey, let's get together, let's find out what are your challenges are, and then let's go and create a system or a program to go around to actually to fix those problems. That's why I call myself an academy. I'm doing air quotes right now for those of you that are just listening. And it's because it is a school designed for different people at different stages in their business.
That's quite interesting. And from those different type of entrepreneurs, do you have some kind of like a types that you like to work with most of them, or do you have someone maybe you don't like to work with someone?
Well, I prefer to work with people that are mainly they're providing a service of some sort. I get like a real estate agent, a yoga instructor, somebody, or a physical, personal trainer. They're providing a service. Now, because I'm not into patents and doing products, so I don't know that much about the product side of things. And the second thing is I don't know very much about the people that have a what we call in America a brick and mortar store, which means they have a destination that they have the open sign and close sign that they actually physically turn on and turn off. I don't have experience in that. So I for working more with people who are providing some sort of service.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. And maybe can you give like a, I don't know, like a one of the successful example or one of the best success that some of your students or entrepreneurs that came into your academy they have achieved?
No, I mean, because my goal that I set up when I first started the academy, and I'm still in the process of doing this, and I'm going to talk in American money because I don't know where the listener is listening to, but my goal is to help somebody get to the point where they're hitting that six-figure income. So, as a service-based business, that means you're making between $8,000 to $10,000 a month. So my goal is, how can we get you there? So, if you're selling a product that's let's say it's $4,000, how can we get you to sell two products or two services in that month? If you've got a $500 product, okay, we've got to do 20 sales on this. So, how do we hit you to hit a 20 sale? So that is my goal, is to start doing a game plan. Like, this is your goal. Now let's work it backwards, or some people call it reverse engineering, and work it backwards to get how do we start getting that going. Now, you may not hit that goal in the first 1, 2, or 3 months, but the thing is, you're starting that process to get in there. And when you hit that $8,000 to $10,000 a month, now you're consistent with it. Now you're at that six-figure income. Then we can work with you about taking you to that next level, that seven-figure income level.
Oh, this is quite interesting, and I like to talk about goals and about the scope in the life, because like the topic of our podcast is like your better scope and how you help others achieve their goal or their better scope. But let's move into again like maybe in some kind of like a tangible or numerical thing. So, do you have a goal to, like that you want to help like a 10 or hundreds or thousands of entrepreneurs this year, next year, like in your life, how big is your academy? So how many members or students you already have?
Well, we're still like a year and a half old, so we only got like a 15, maybe 16 members. My goal is to get to 1,000, and I'm of the philosophy that if I focus on is what I call being outward focused. If I'm focused on somebody else helping them get their goals, I'm going to hit my goals. So if I was inward focused, then I'm only focused about myself, and then it's more like I'm desperately trying to find these people. But I feel it like in good karma that if I'm outward or not if I by being outward focused, that's where your success will come from. That, I mean, there's a great saying. I heard this all the way back when I was doing my network marketing company back in the early late 90s, and it was who said it? J. Paul Getty said this. He goes, I said, I'd rather make 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own efforts. So by me making money off that little 1% off of what they're doing, I'm going to be fine. I mean,
Well,
that's the way I see it.
good examples. And talking about marketing, it's time for me to thanks our sponsors. RemoStaff brings time, money, and freedom to business entrepreneurs via outsourcing. With RemoStaff, you'll get not a virtual, but a real offshore expert dedicated only for you that will support your business. Hire an offshore expert with RemoStaff and go on a free 4-day holiday. Smurfy Creative Video is a boutique video content creation agency on a mission to help brands engage and connect with their customers through effective and tailored video marketing solutions. For those in Australia, send better scope in a text message to 0425-88-4464 and you'll get 10% discount on your video production. Coming back, Kevin, to you and to your existing students and future students or future businesses that will need the help and support from you. Do you see some kind of patterns or some kind of like a common challenges that business owners are facing before or when they're coming to you?
Biggest thing that I see people face, and it's that they try to do everything on their own, or secondly, they try to do everything for free. And people says, I don't want to pay for that because it's going to cost me $4,000, or it's going to cost me $2,000, or whatever that price point is. Here's the challenge with that. As I've said on this on many different podcasts, it's going to be that the most expensive route that you can ever do with your business is to go the free route. That is by far the most expensive way to go. Because you may say, well, I'm going to save that $2,000. But then instead of learning how to do something in a week, it's going to take you 6 months. It's going to take you a year to learn that. Then how much lost revenue did you lose because you didn't want to invest that $2,000 into your business? So that, to me, that's the biggest thing. A corollary to that one is most people, let me ask you this. I'm going to be asking the hostess, but I want the audience to do this as well, to play with this experiment. I could never remember how to pronounce your name, but Lyubo, I mean, is that correct?
Lyubo.
Lyubo. Okay, sorry, it's the Y sound. Okay, so Lyubo, are you willing, if somebody that you like ask you to help them with something, would you help them? Somebody that you know and like. Is that yes, he would? No, I don't help my friends.
I will say yes, I'm helping them.
Now, Lyubo, how have you ever had times that you did not want to ask for help because you don't want to possibly be turned down?
Yeah, I think like probably quite a lot. Like I'm afraid to ask for help.
So that's why I also have seen that a lot of business owners, they are afraid to ask for help, even though if the roles were reversed, they would say almost always, yes, I will help you. So that's why it's the corollary of going the free route is also be willing to ask for help. Because if you help somebody, Libo, do you actually get a good feeling from that? If you did a positive change in somebody's
life? Oh, of course. Look, I have an emotional, I'm energizing and when I'm helping. And again, like it's, I will give like maybe even, how it's like examples, because in Remastaff, we're giving jobs to experts in emerging countries. And I when I'm able to help someone to get a job so they can have like a life that they deserve, they can feed their families in those countries, I'm feeling exciting. And so yes, I'm helping, and I understand. I have this emotional fulfilling of what I'm doing.
I'm so glad that you said that. This was not scripted, so I'm so glad you said that, because imagine this: that person did not ask you to help; he robbed you of that good feeling.
Oh yeah, well, it's interesting. Look, interesting discussion, and you started and. That many business entrepreneurs are trying to do everything themselves. And this is like in the beginning, they want to say, well, I want to start my business? Because I want to be free and I want to earn a lot of money and I want to do whatever I want. But ultimately, they're not doing whatever they want, but they're doing everything. And whatever they are good or they are bad, but they're trying to do everything themselves. And yeah. Unfortunately, some of them even not even investing in whatever, like a $1,000 or whatever, like a virtual assistant that can help to do a lot of like remote stuff for them. So it's so I'm with you, and I understand about this as a trend, and for many business owners, and especially that you are facing similar situation. And do you have some kind of like in your academy, do you have some tips and or recommendation how they can overcome with those challenges that they have?
Well, the first thing is, if you have a challenge, first of all, you need to admit that you have that challenge, because a lot of people are in denial. Secondly, if you don't know how to do that, get past that challenge, then either start looking at how to train yourself to do it, or if that's going to be too overwhelming, start being willing to, again, to ask for help. To go to that outside source. For an example, if Lyubo does not know how to build a website, why would he spend 6 months trying to build one? Or you could pay somebody $1,000 to go and do it. And here, may I give another real life practical lesson for me?
Of course, exactly.
Me trying to go the free route, which is the most expensive route. When I wrote my first book, I wrote my first book, and as anybody knows, when you write a book, or let's say when you read a book, page one is not page one of the book. Page one is page one of chapter one. So anything that comes before that, your table of contents, your testimonials, those are pre page one. And I remember after I wrote my first book, it was called Lease Options Made Easy. I remember I spent probably 2 weeks trying to learn how to do page numbers. I had no idea how to do page numbers because I didn't know how to do the countdown pages. I did not know how to do the pages that were on the left-hand side that was all white. Those don't have page numbers and titles. And I spent literally weeks trying to figure that out. And then I found somebody on Fiverr to do it for $30. Like, how much time did I lose because of one little formatting a book? I mean, come on. So be willing to invest in your business, in yourself, as you're, you know, when you have those challenges come up.
Yeah, look, Kevin, I'm 100% with you. And I used to work in Mars, a big American company that is producing not only chocolates, but a lot of pet food as well. And they have like five principles that are still in my DNA. And the second was efficiency. So, and Mars principle was like to do whatever you can do the best. And if you're not able to do chocolates, you don't need to do, I don't know, to build some tractors or some cars. So they have started their business by producing amazing chocolates that are they're still producing. And Mars is still like a family business. And you're right, like when I need to have a website, and right now I'm revising my website, like I have someone else doing this because I'm not professional in websites and I'm not professional in marketing. I'm not professional in social media. I'm not even a professional in podcast editing. This is what I'm using different helpers, different VA to help me. But coming back, so like you mentioned about your book, your first book, and I know that you have another book, and again, I don't know which number is for your launch, the A to Z in creating a successful business. Is it your last one or you have another one after that? So which one do you like more? Or which one was, I don't know, the best received?
Funnily enough, the book that's been best received so far is my Lease Options Made Easy. And it's all about getting into a house, doing this thing known as a lease with the option to buy. And that sells way well, way better in the UK than it does in the US, even though I talk about how to get American financing. So I'm like, I don't get it. But anyway, that's just what it is. But I would say probably my favorite book has been my last one, which is the one that you mentioned, The Launch, The A to Z, Creating a Successful Business, because that book was the catalyst to creating Optimal Performance Academy. Because I have programs that I've created based on chapters and subchapters of that book. For an example, I think it's chapter 10, I talk about writing a business plan. And I've got an entire course on writing business plans based because of the chapter 10 of that book. So I would have to say my last book, Launch, and that's Launch, L-A-U-N-C-H, exclamation point. And then the subtitle was The A to Z in Creating a Successful Business. That book was the catalyst for what I'm doing today.
Well, this is great to know. And we will add a link to your book into the show notes. And whoever would love to find more about this book, they will find those details. And about Academy, because like, you know, I've been in efficiency in performance in many companies that I used to work myself. So you're using as well like a optimal performance. So what does optimal and performance means, or in your definition or your sense, how you are helping others to be more, to have like a better performance?
Well, the thing is, when people are coming to me, they're going to be stuck. They're not going to be operating at the highest level that they can be. And this is what we do. It's like, hey, let's get you on that journey. Let's get you on that journey to be performing like a high performance engine. So therefore, I call it Optimal Performance Academy because of that. And as a side note, when I created, I also had the word in my mind, the word OPA, which is a Greek way of celebration. So I also look at it as, so if you just look at the three letters, OPA, that is also like OPA, like you won or that you achieved something. So it is double fold. I don't normally tell people that part of it, but that is the other reason I did it.
Well, I mean, this is great because ultimately, when someone is able to be better in his finance, be better in his performance, and he can feel that you've helped this person, it means that actually he has generated some success, revenue in his life, and a lot of positiveness in his family, in his business, and he is sharing this, and other people can be part of this success, and they can try to do something else. This could be encouraging for someone else to launch something, to start a business. But if they need some help, they can come to Kevin, to your OPA or OPA, and try to get some advice from you. What is your, I don't know, like a structure of your academy? So do you have like a, it is some kind of like a timing? It is like a, I don't know, 1 week, 1 month, 10 weeks program. How long entrepreneurs should be spending or not spending, but probably investing time in working with you per week or per month?
Yes, I mean, I have three different programs that I actually technically four different programs. One I call is the Business Kickstarter Basic, which is our introductory level course. That is a 12-week course. We have another course that's going to be, it's called the Optimal Performance Solo or Optimal Performance, excuse me, Business Kickstarter Basic or the BK Basic, as I like to call it for short, is a small group coaching program. So that's going to be for 12 weeks. We have our second level program. It's called a Business Kickstarter Prime or BK Prime. That's another course that builds off the learn, which you've learned in basic. If you want to take your level, your business to that highly next level, and then we have another one as well that's even higher than that. With the Business Kickstarter Basic, we do go through the basics of identifying who your clients are. Stop trying to focus and bring everybody in. You want to start focusing very specifically who you want to work with. And we go through how you build your business. The BK Prime, we start getting into putting yourself out there. Let's start getting you recognition. How do you create a successful webinar? How do you create a successful workshops? And then the BK Elite, the highest level one, that's when it started. Let's go and create your 60 and 90 minute talk. Let's get you on stage. Instead of trying to sell one-on-one and try to get people into your business, once you get on stage with 400 people in the audience and try to sell one to 400, maybe get a 20% close ratio. And now instead of getting one client, now you've got 80 clients. So that's what the Business Kickstarter Elite. That is not for the newbies. I will tell you this right now. A newbie that's just getting started does not have enough confidence and enough knowledge to be on stage in front of 400 people. So those are my three signature programs. I do have another one called the BK Solo, which is a one-on-one course. This is where we will work with you for 12 to 16 weeks, one-on-one, and it'll be tailor-made to you and your specific challenges. So we find out where you are right now, where you want to be, and reverse engineered. Now, somebody like Lubo or somebody like Mark or somebody like Black Amanda, they may be going through different stages. So that one, that will be tailor-made to that particular person.
I love it. I love it, Kevin. While I understand that you have readers of your books from all around the world, and especially in the UK, but where your clients or clientele could be based, should be they based only in North Carolina or should be based everywhere in the United States or around the world? So what is your preferable options or type of clients?
Well, right now they're mainly in America and Canada. So those are my two main areas that I work with. I mean, I'm not opposed to working with people from other countries. I've been part of group programs. I remember I was part of this one group program back in 2021 to early 20. It was 2021. Where the people were based, there was these two women that were business partners. They did their business together. I was in Las Vegas at the time, and the one woman was in London, and the other woman, her business partner, was in Johannesburg, South Africa. So they were business partners, not even on the same continent.
That's interesting.
So but the thing is, you know, I do tend to keep, in my case, my time zone hours. I mean, I will bend it a little bit. So if you're in another time zone or another country, that may have to cause you to have a different set of hours. When we do the Business Kickstarter Solo, obviously that is up to a negotiation. But if you're doing it because that is one-on-one, Business Kickstarter Basic, because it does have people in there, that's going to be more locked into American time zone hours. So you have to be able to adjust for that. That's why I mainly focus on America and Canada.
Yeah, look, I understand, and I think it's we are moving into a globalization phase where the business could be done almost everywhere and with everyone across the globe, and as well you may have some remote staff that can help you almost from everywhere. But moving from the globalization, and in the beginning we touch point about the spring coming to North Carolina. Do you have any personal feeling or emotion about the climate change, about the planet, or about the environment, or something that you are doing personally?
Well, I do feel that global warming has been coming, is coming. One thing I have not shared with this group, or on your show, is but that I did go to college. I got my degree in mathematics and my bachelor's degree in mathematics, and I did study 3 years of meteorology in graduate school and oceanography. So I and that
Oh.
was back in 2000. Excuse me, that was back in 1995 and 6 and 7. So I did it for 3 years. So I do believe, firsthand of that. We've seen the reduction of the atmosphere over the South Pole, and that was 30 years ago or 25 years ago. And so I do believe in that. And all the stuff that's going on right now, like say in California, the fires, the hurricane that hit California. If I'm going to date this show a little bit, back in 2023. So there is something going on, and something that does need to be done about that. Instead of ignoring it, in my opinion, for money for big business, that's just not that, that's a short-term way of thinking.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think if every one of us will be doing like a small steps every day, I don't know, like turn off your lights or like maybe put like some solar panels or use less paper. So, for example, we are paperless.
Recycle,
You're right. So, like, it's
because it is because this is something that is known as your carbon footprint. It's like how much, what little things that you can do. Like for an example, I saw somebody even today throw a water bottle, plastic water bottle away in the trash when the recycling bin was 2 steps away. Like people, I mean, it's only 2 steps. I mean, come on, I know it's just one water bottle, but still, it was like to me, like dude, just. We have to look out for our kids, grandkids, and great grandkids.
yeah, like, look, you're right. So, like, so we are planting trees for every remote expert that we are hiring from that country. So, if you hire someone from the Philippines, we will plant 10 trees in that country. If someone from Indonesia will plant 10 trees in that country. So, again, like, you're right. So, like, everyone, if we will do one step and even make another 2 steps and throw this bottle in the right bin for recycling. Kevin, are there any tips or maybe one tip that you will give to someone that could find their better scope?
I mean, just start taking those actions. I mean, that's the thing is. I mean, I'm assuming I'm understanding your question properly, but it is to start taking the actions, the needed and necessary action steps to lead a better business and a better life. I mean,
Okay, yeah.
assuming I know what, because I
It's a
mean,
good one. I mean,
don't.
like, don't
Well, the thing
delay.
is, don't delay at all, and stop holding yourself back because you're afraid of what the outcome is. I mean, I know when I started shooting video for my real estate houses, I was afraid of what I would look like on video, and like so I would hesitate. No, I don't need to do that. And then I started doing it, and then it became habit, and then I became okay with it. So.
Look, I fully agree with you. Like, so if you have something in your mind, but you think, well, I will do this something tomorrow, or maybe I will go tomorrow to Kevin and ask for help. So don't delay it. Do some actions. Do it today, and maybe get some help, because you might get some. Someone will be willing to help you. So, like, I really like those examples that you have provided. Kevin, amazing discussion. Where our listeners can find more about you or maybe get in touch with you.
There's going to be a couple of two places I'm going to give to them. The first one is our Academy website, which is, and I'll say this twice, and your listeners can write it down. It's going to be at optimalperformanceacademy.com. optimalperformanceacademy.org. Again, that's optimalperformanceacademy.org. And on that front page there is going to be a place where they can schedule a 45-minute complimentary discovery session. You can just click on the button and my calendar will pop up, and then go ahead and schedule. The second is, and this is not to be like a PD podcast because Aluba was on my podcast, go to businessamplify.net, and then you will see his show and all of our other shows, and listen to, you know, start listening to some of those shows as well. And then if you think like you have a great story to tell, you can contact us through our website there at businessamplify.net.
Yeah, that's amazing. And to all our listeners, you can find all those details into the show notes. So if you go online, you go into whatever platform that you prefer to listen, you'll find the details how to get in touch with Kevin. Kevin, thank you very much for being with us and sharing your experience and your better scope.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To all our listeners, thank you for joining us at Better Scope. If you like this content, be sure to like it, share it, and subscribe. Thank you, and see you again.